side, my niggas play for keys. You know on my side, my niggas play for keys. I've been ballin' out like an athlete. Shawty to my tie, she just right, she was made for me. Put her on a flight, give her life, let her stay the week. Sex, I'm a strike, these are not a D. Okay on my shoe, got two pairs, cost a G a piece. Say she want Chanel, she want the bags with the double C. I keep the shit on, keep it Gucci, keep it double G. You know we coming live, direct from outside. I just hit a 10, might check enough five. I might get the Benz, to park it outside. Put it on Pirelli, that's a G on each tie. I might get the Bentley, with the B on each side. Too many Michael Mary, I can't even decide. I used to play the streets, used to be on east side. North side, south side, east side, west side.
They gave us
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Between the hours...
Calm down, bro. We have 2 minutes to say it. Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
It's Friday night on a three-day weekend. Tripping out. I just wanted to let the song ride out on the last show. Nah, I was like, we got to cut
that.
It.
Nah, they don't get that. You're cutting into my time, son.
Bro, I just want to let the vibe ride out. It was a jam.
Nah, it was a jam.
He's on here saying it was a jam, and now he wants me to cut it off.
Hey, man, it's my time to shine. It got to go, man. You better end on time like everybody else. That's how it goes.
Bro.
Hey, you got to be on time. I'm sorry. That's how it goes.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Any radio station would have been gone. You know this,
first off, no, they wouldn't have because I'm Danny Ocean, okay?
Oh my God,
and they're gonna do what Danny Ocean says.
I'm walking out right now. Where's the
like? Don't forget who you're talking to, man.
Oh yeah, Star Award winner.
Star Award. Come on, man.
This guy here.
Hey, more importantly, I mean, not more importantly,
but no. Is this the more you know message coming on?
Just as significantly, I'm the best Mario Kart player in Oregon. None of you can touch me.
How come you wasn't at the Mario Kart tournament? Then you so good.
How many people were in that tournament?
It was like 20 people. What happened? Where was you at?
Were you in it?
Oh, no, I'm not. I never claimed to be the Mario Kart champion.
But you're good at Mario Kart, though.
I'm decent, man, but I'm not like world renowned like you are, man. So, no, I don't claim that. Like, games I will brag about is like Mortal Kombat or, you know, Street Fighter or Marvel vs. Capcom, Gears of War.
Oh yeah,
stuff like that. Call of Duty, yeah, I'll run your fade, man.
What about Tekken?
I'll run it. Oh, Tekken. Oh yeah, throw that in there. Tekken. Yeah, you can catch these hands.
Max Smith said he'll smash us at it, bro.
At Tekken? Oh my God,
that's what he said.
Set this
bro.
Up, please.
Yeah.
Anybody, you got Tekken? Just be get ready to get embarrassed, yo.
So we got some dope. We got some new music. We got some other stuff.
We really got
some throwbacks. We got some good. I have a good topic. I don't know what Shado has cooked up. I also have a good question of the week to ask Shado, so I'm excited about that.
He knows.
I don't want to get into the topics questions yet, unless you want to get into one before we go into the song.
I don't want to get into anything.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, bro. Now we just go ahead and get into some music.
So I'm going
to You want me to kick it off the bat, or you got it?
I'll kick it off. I'm going to play...
What you gonna play, man?
I'm gonna play the new Danny Danger.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna play a new
Shout
one
out
from
to Danny Danger
from No Worries featuring Snoop and October London.
She was a guest here.
Shout out Danny Danger. And then I got a jam from Elijah Warden that he sent us.
Yeah, I didn't get to tell her, but I saw her sing at the national anthem at the Blazer game. She killed it. Did you get to see that?
Was that the game I was at with you?
No, she wasn't. It was like before that game. But yeah, no. Anyway, she did a phenomenal job. So, all the best to her. Keep going.
Oh, no, you're right. It was the game you went to without me anyway, yeah. Sorry, we're good to go. Yeah, so I'm going to play the Danny Danger, the Elijah Warden, the No Worries featuring Snoop in October London, and that's produced by Anderson .Paak and written, which when you hear it, you can hear the influence. Then we'll come back. Shado's got some jams. We got the new Dante Thomas. One of the new Dante Thomas jams at some point to play tonight.
It's fire too.
All right, so let's kick it off. A word from our sponsor. And then some new music.
Let's go, y'all. They gave us a show.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Hollywood Theater, located at 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. The Hollywood Theater is a not-for-profit organization whose mission is to entertain, inspire, educate, and connect the community through the art of film while preserving a historic Portland landmark, showing classic and contemporary films on 16, 35, and 70-millimeter film, as well as digital projection. For more information, showtimes, and tickets, go to HollywoodTheater.org.
Even on my mind, on my mind. Yeah, it's been a while between us two. Your fantasy, that's the slow, it ain't a thing. One of one, it's only you. So hard to forget you. The way you touch, the way you love, stuck in my memory. Swear I'm trying to shake you, break this spell.
Where do I go to? worst thing that can happen to a man is if his lady gets up and changes the locks and puts all his clothes on the front door. And now she's nowhere to be found. And now you have nowhere to go. What do you go to? What do you do? Yeah, it's the story of a man. You may know that man. Man, oh man. That's life. What do you go to? What do you run to? Who do you go to?
Turn guest in the house today. Go ahead and say what's up to you.
Yo, what's up? It's Figure Eight, Analytic Fisherman. How's it going? Thank you for having me.
Man, thank you for coming back on.
We done made it.
Anytime.
Yes, sir. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, man. Glad to have you back on here. We like repeat guests.
Glad to be here.
Makes us feel special.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Happy Friday. Happy. Hope you had a good holiday, matter of fact.
Yeah, you as well. Happy New Year, 2026.
Man, 2026.
I haven't made my This Is My Year post yet.
Oh, yeah. No.
I got to do that.
We talked about that the last year, close to the last episode we did, and we were both like, I know I was at least like, and I just do – I said I wanted to travel more. Travel.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, that's
which is a good resolution to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good. It's one of the greatest things.
I feel like I've been in a box lately, so this year I'm planning to just travel a lot more.
That's beautiful. I respect that. I'm not gonna.
You're not going.
He's like, no. I was away from home a lot last year. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm home.
Well, that's good then. You're doing things.
I try. I do my best to do things.
Yeah, man. You're speaking of traveling, Your little clip with the Eminem reference is still traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. About 30 million hits on our YouTube.
I know.
Later.
I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, bro.
I get that in Walmart, 7-Elevens.
Duh.
Yeah. Liquor stores is a big one, too.
Wow.
Yeah, if I walk into a liquor store, they're going to be like, you the Will Smith CD guy? No one's brought a Will Smith CD to me yet. Signed, but I'm down to sign Will Smith CDs.
Oh, that'd be something. If you could find people that could play a CD, that's the rarity of it right now.
I'd be playing my CDs.
Someone's like,
I
walk up with the
you're in a rare elite group right now.
Yeah, I'll take it. My computer got a disc drive. I have one of my cars got a disc drive. I'm ready to play some music.
They're gonna make a comeback.
I'm gonna put it in my Xbox if I have to. We'll get it done.
Oh my goodness, dang! You still because I think what is it the Series X doesn't have like a disc
the
drive.
Series
right?
S doesn't have a
disc
just drive,
bigger
but
hard drive. It's stupid. Why are you eliminating CDs?
Oh, so you don't own anything?
That. Yep. Yeah. I don't
move
like
everything
that.
To a digital marketplace so that they can remove the licensing.
So is the new PS5s and all? Now the PS5s still take this.
They have one that doesn't too.
Oh, they
Yeah, they got the same shit, cheaper one that they're like, just let us own.
So
your,
they trying
your
to phase
shit.
It out too.
Yeah.
Dang. And they started out with the disc. That's how they came to be.
I'm a big disc guy. I'm a big physical same. Media guy. Books, games, same, movies. Yeah. I like having it. If everything fell apart, I would have. All the art that I currently have still.
Exactly.
Yeah. I still make CDs every time we drop an album. I still, I believe in it.
This.
I believe in it. I came up selling CDs and flash drives and stuff out of a trunk, whatever we could put the music on and sell. So, like, I still think there's a market of people that believe in that, too.
Yeah.
Not that
oh, no, you're not alone.
For. Yeah. Yeah, we sell CDs still. Like, that's probably the product that we move the most at shows and most consistently because it's cheap, you know? You're making them for a couple bucks. If somebody's like, I only have five, just take a CD, you know what I mean? And even for the people who don't listen to it, it's like a sports card or something that you have to collect piece of the artist stuff. I don't have a record player, but I'll buy a record if I think it's cool. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
the art.
Still, just give me that as like a piece of
a lot
me.
Of people do that. They just collect it, hang it on that wall.
Yeah, that's cooler to me than downloading a song on iTunes.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I got that record right there.
Yeah.
Nah, that's dope. I approve. And you're not alone. Like, I saw an interview when Snoop Dogg was saying the same thing. He was like, yeah, man, this streaming stuff, I don't understand this. He's like, I got, like, you know, billions of streams, and I'm only getting, like, thousands of dollars. You know?
Yeah, and I get it's, like, a convenience thing, and I think it's when I see big artists complain about it, I get it. When I see smaller artists complain about it, it's like, you know, Spotify doesn't pay us much. They pay less than Tidal. They pay less than all that stuff. But, like, Tidal's never pushed my music. I've never had a random burst of 100,000 streams on Tidal, even though they pay me more. Spotify does that. So, like, they'll pay me less, but they give me the most views. So,
how do you feel like Apple does compared to Spotify? I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not. Historically, it's the second best, but it's not close.
Okay.
It's like, you know, 20% of our streams come from Apple, and their pay is similar to Spotify. But again, like, Tidal pays us the most, and we get like 8 cents a year from it. At least we're getting close to our 1,000 or whatever from Spotify. That's giving us a fan base, whether we get to see it or not through other.
So they can flip flop with Spotify.
Yeah, like, if you're Snoop Dogg, you just drop it. People know that album's coming out. For me, if Spotify's going to give me even 5,000 streams, that's more than I would have gotten on my CD on the corner. Not so much for Uncle Snoop. But
right.
That's why I don't complain so much about the Spotify numbers. I hope better for all artists, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I know that they've given me the biggest streaming checks despite that. So I know they're putting me in front of eyes so they can take their cut. Thanks for the eyes.
That
I didn't
part.
Have to pay for advertising. You just took a bunch of money for my art and life's work. No big deal.
I think that's what it is. They want to get their, they don't want anybody else to have a piece of the pie anymore.
No. That's why Spotify just changed their rules. I think last year, of if a song doesn't reach 1,000 streams, they're not you don't get any money for it anymore, and that's because like 95% of songs that get uploaded to Spotify don't hit 1,000 streams, and that's a lot of people to send pennies to, and I get that, but they got the pennies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do, and
Spotify's
then some.
Got it, yeah,
and then some, just so, off memberships alone.
I get it, but if you're gonna do stuff like that, you should be paying everybody else more. You know what I mean? If you're going to cut off the things that are kind of just people's hobbies or passions, like, hey, I'm just going to upload it and listen to it myself, that's fine. I get that. But, like, they're not doing it for anything other than raising their profits overall. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Gangsters.
Yeah.
For real.
The real gangsters. The mafia isn't dead. It's just corporations now.
Man. Real G's move like silence.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost got it.
I almost had it.
No, yeah. Sure. It was there. People get it.
Yeah. It's I knew where you were.
Yep. Thanks.
Absolutely.
So did you, is it, what else, I guess, since the last time you were on, what, anything else new, anything before we get into the first song, anything new you wanted to bring up or update people on?
I released my follow-up album, Michigan Michael and the Ship Asphyxius, a concept album, towards the end of last year. And, yeah, I've been really staying much lower and quieter this past year, other than I obviously went outside as much as I could when the album first came out. But we're working on a film, a feature film right now. We've done some short films, and my rock band, Noise from the Void, is wrapping up our album, hopefully this week, at nice. Zeb Studio. Shout out to Momentum. Yeah, we're working on a lot of stuff. Creatively, we got a lot going on. And obviously, as you guys, the Will Smith CD thing turned our YouTube into an interesting playground. So we've been making a lot of, like, online TV shows to cater to that audience.
That's what's up.
That is. So what's the first song you want us to play?
I think the first one I sent was Port to Port, produced by Jim Bonus Beats. And featuring
Jim Bonus.
One of the founders of the Antelope Fisherman, Tag Smith. And we got another early member of the group, David, playing saxophone on it as well.
I think you should make a song called Will Smith CD.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
I should make a movie called Will. I should make any t-shirts, bro. 30 million views.
For real, you gotta capitalize. You gotta do something with that.
Yeah, I do. Where's my money, Will Smith? I promoted his album last year more than he did.
No seriously. Doubt. Seriously. Yo, you a check.
Get jiggy with him.
I don't care if it's 8 cents.
Exactly.
Get jiggy with it.
So Jim Bonus produced this?
Yes.
Port
yes,
to Port.
Shout out Jim Bonus.
Yeah, Jim Bonus.
They gave us a show. Let's go. Port to Port?
Men's imaginations were stirred. Dream of voyages to all parts of the world and to other worlds as well, especially. Got a chance.
man of fiction, I can handle a ride. And I guess that I'm still living, gotta hand it to God. I wanna do stuff for my kids before the planet'll stop. I just made it to the top and I ain't planning to stop. Yeah, yeah.
I wanna move from pole to pole with big money to sell.
So close, I can feel the fall. Think about your dreams and then just know I went and did that. They say there's more to you can choose, so I just went and bit that. I break a girl like Kit Kat, and I've been in the Liz app. Making records with tag, not caring if the shit bad. Please don't try and strip that. I like it that I mismatch, I'm chilling where the fish at, yeah. Got my feet firmly planted in two different cities. Oregon doesn't get me in Michigan, it's so pretty. Maybe I just need to enter into newer vicinities. Think I'm losing identity, I ain't anything like who I pretend to be. Am I the same person or someone who was something? If you leave a place long enough, are you still from it? Yeah, yeah.
I wanna move from pole to pole with big money to sell.
Uh-huh. Cool Nuts. My guy Tope. Uh-huh. We finna get this shit in. Me and my niggas been the illest ones. Get the ties from the church to the billing funds. No stopping, no blocking, and the ceiling none. Go talk marathon, it's an endless run. Niggas tacky, no class, and it stand out. The fortune of the future being planned out. God's work put the journey on the right path. Financial fitness, real work, and the right math. Real niggas gon' ball on they bitch ass. Apply pressure, stand tall on they bitch ass. Game plan been right on they bitch ass. The circle been small on they bitch ass. Be a father, be a man, nigga, stand up. He a gangster, he a square blood, man up. The stopwatch ticking on your lifespan. So my eyes fixated on a bigger bag. Be a top hat, be a tycoon. Wild on the turf in the full moon. Nigga smash down, nigga get dumb. The shots get the popping, nigga get low. Be a top hat, be a tycoon. Wild on the turf in the full moon. Nigga smash down, nigga get dope. The shots get to popping, nigga, get low. A room full of bosses, let your stature speak. And don't let your ego make you sound weak. We gon' top hat, we gon' tycoon. We wild on the turf in the full moon. Young savages acquainted with the heathens. This a death match, the last man breathing. Stay on offense, the first man squeezing. No rodents, Chuck E. Cheese in the treason. Hear the echoes in the hall where the legends been. Smell the fear in the air, death of many men. We ain't bulletproof, we all got a blood type. Get off a dead end road and get your jug right. The pillows in transit with a manifest. And God been good, niggas hella blessed. In the droughts, money short, niggas hella stressed. We gon' grind to the death and the nigga rest. Be a top hat, be a tycoon. Wild on the turf in the full moon. Nigga smash down, nigga get dumb. The shots get to popping, nigga get low. Be a top hat, be a tycoon. Wild on the turf in the full moon. Nigga smash down, nigga get dumb. The shots get to popping, nigga get low. Yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah. You can be a top hat in your own right. You can be a tycoon in your own right. But one thing I will tell you is when them shots get to popping, whether you at the corner store, whether you at the nightclub, whether you at the hair shop, wherever you at, get motherfucking low, nigga. It's your guy Cool Nuts Tope. We about this motherfucker, nigga.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
So that was Cool Nuts Get Low off the new EP. And then before that, Port to Port, our own guest Figure Eight featuring Tag Smith and produced by Jim Bonas?
Yep.
All right. Man, shout out Jim Bonas for that.
Yo, shout out Jim Bonas.
That song went hard.
I was telling him the horn was hard on that beat for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
All that. The verse where you were spitting to at the end there, that was what's up.
I love that song. Yeah. We actually tried to make that song. I heard Jimbo making the beat before COVID, and we tried recording it, and we just didn't like the mix. And then every time we went to a new studio, we'd record it again and didn't like the mix. And I liked the song too much to just put it out. But then when I was making this new album and there was like the ship theme, I went back to it and was like, Zeb, you need to save this song for me. And we finally got it out. I love it.
As you should, good son.
Man, Zeb produces for a lot. I mean, he does the engineering for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
We got to get him on the show. I feel bad I invited that dude on the show, and then something came up, and we just never definitely still want to have him on.
He's got incredible stories.
That's what I figure. He's got to have some crazy stories, because people have come in here and mentioned that guy on, like, their Mount Rushmore, and I'm like, dude, people keep bringing this guy up.
He was the first studio I went to when I came out here, and, you know, I love going wherever my friends are going. I love being invited to places, but pretty much that's been the place that I go to record my stuff for most of the time I've been here, almost 10 years.
That's what's up.
Decade.
Yeah.
Shout out them Momentum Studios, right?
Yes, sir. Go. Yep.
All right.
So did you have a crazy thought process when you were making that song? Or did he already, like, have this beat and you heard it and it was like, dang, let me get on that?
I walked into his house and he was working it, and I just was able to hum on it really well. And
yeah.
And I could do the little bit, just to make sure I could rap on it. And
oh,
I was
okay,
like, yo,
gotcha.
I want that. And I had Tag with me literally there, and he was like, well, I'm going to do the hook then. And we sat on it for forever. Like, we had performed it without recording it or taking it anywhere. It's just a song that we cared about a lot and didn't want to put out until it wasn't ready. But the second verse changed about halfway through, mm-hmm. When we changed it for the new album. Since it was a concept album, I just wanted to tweak some of the lyrics to make it fit the theme a little bit better. But
yeah.
Other than that, it's as it was 4 or 5 years ago when we first wrote it.
Man. Like in the making, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out Jimbo. That's Pops.
I love origin stories.
Me too. And then I got bit by a spider. And then
your movie might come out faster than that movie.
I hope so.
I'm sick of waiting. I lost hope.
For Spider-Verse?
Yeah, I lost hope, bro.
Man.
It's like 2028 hope. Now for Spider-Verse, I think.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay me to come watch that movie now.
2028?
Yeah, I think so.
They pushed it back 2 years.
Yeah.
How do you push it back a movie they have done?
Because it's not done.
It was done. It was supposed to release that 2024.
It's undone.
They lied.
Yeah, it was a lie. There was like a strike from the animators, I think. They were like,
but the movie was done. No, it don't even matter. It was done. So I don't know what they didn't like about it that they...
Tax write-off. Throw it away. Do it again.
Just put out what you have. Let me see.
They're going to send it to me.
Yeah, for real. Just send me the movie.
Like that Wu-Tang album. You can buy it at an auction.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. It was some dude that was like a super...
The
super mean jerk or whatever.
Yeah, the pharma
it.
Bro.
Yeah.
He like raised the super money high on an AIDS drug or something like that.
Yeah.
And diabetes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He like, yeah. Bro is a villain.
Yeah, seriously. He's got a great origin story, I'm sure. Sorry, your dad didn't love you, bro.
He didn't get enough hugs when he
was
growing up.
That's a bummer.
He's like, he is the origin story of Scrooge McDuck.
Dang. Bro, he was mad when I took his Jell-O.
He's like Lex Luthor without looks or women or knowledge.
Jeez.
Sorry, Jeez. Martin or whatever the hell your name was.
Oh, good. That's
not,
terrible.
Not that sorry.
Martin Shkreli.
There it is, Shkreli. Man, he has a name like a supervillain.
He really does. When you say it like that,
I might have been a piece of garbage too. Yeah, right.
I'll get you Superman.
Terrible. Has one of those chairs like, what was it, Austin Powers, that dude?
He just spins around
playing
his Wu-Tang album in the background.
You're like, what song is that? I never heard it. Of course not.
I own it.
That's wild,
bro. Oh, boy.
There's no way that album didn't suck in my head. There's no way.
No way,
yeah. That's the worst Wu-Tang album for sure.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't like leak any songs or anything.
And then it loses all its value.
That is true.
It's gone.
I wonder what made them want to put together an album like that.
I don't think they had a bunch of control in that process. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of controversy just surrounding the development of that album. But
really?
Nobody gives a damn enough to know about it.
I'm going to buy it when I win the Powerball and put bootleg copies in top to bottom.
Yeah. Give it to the people.
He said top to bottom.
Yo, shout out top to bottom.
Are they still around?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They've costumed our last six music video.
He said costumed.
Yeah, Fashion Plaza is now called Top to Bottom. That's
what okay. Yeah. Okay.
Now there's one in the Southeast. Yep. There's one in Gresham.
Are they still like those Giant stores?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. They got one out in Hillsboro.
Yep. Yeah, just check out our music videos if you'd like to see what top to bottom clothes look like. We love pulling up in a fresh, clean shirt that we got for $8.
Nice.
Man, that's a win.
Yep, in my white tee.
Yeah.
Turn it two sides down.
Yeah, if you see me in a white tee, know it was sponsored by Top to Bottom. Tap in.
Yeah, their white tee gang was on point, man. Yeah. And it was thicker than the regular
one. Remember the 503 hats when they were
shaded? Yeah, I still got mine.
Was it about 20 years ago?
At least.
All the Top to Bottoms in MLK Fashion Plaza and Gen X all had these 503 hats. They were like, you can get them in black, red, or like
white. And everybody had
blue.
Them.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
They were dope. I like those hats.
Yeah, back in Michigan, we had similar stuff. It would be Detroit on a beanie, and you could get it in the same three colors. But everybody had one.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had the black 503 hat. That's all I remember. But
yeah, same.
People with the white ones are brave. I can never keep white that clean. No. Anyway, way off topic. Yeah. What's the next song we should play?
I sent something. running out of time, yes. I believe I sent. Yeah. Produced by S&D Beats, one of the guys in our group, The Antelope Fisherman. Storied producer. Produced for Snoop Dogg and other things. I'm sure he's listening to this, and I'm ruining his, like, hype up. Go follow S&DB.
He's like, I took the time.
He produced this song, and I think the only other one I sent.
All right. So this one's called Running Out of Time. Let's get into that.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. Well, I think it's sick and disgusting.
Oh, shit. Oh my, remember if we fucking gotta look me in my eye. Oh shit, oh my, heard they set sail, but I'm already on a flight line. Oh shit, oh my, I don't wanna quit, Lord, give me a sign. Oh shit, oh my, I ain't giving up, but I'm running out of time, yeah. It's been a couple years since I was living this way. How long until the memories fade? I'ma die one day, I hope it isn't today. Spent a long time working for that minimum wage. Go ahead and lose your life like it's Godfather 1. Bullet to your brain while I christen my son. No, I'm not a Christian, but I want the Dior. Sometimes I ask my brothers what we doing this for. But I've been breaking mirrors, I'm walking under ladders. I want my pockets full like a drunk splatter. We can skip the talk and go to blood splatter. Your bitches gave me head, we didn't fuck after. Fish game, salmon scribing some satanic verses. If you didn't catch that, I hope that you go reverse it. Dumbo in the rumors, I'm the one who run a circus. You send one to the spittle, it will fill 100 hearses. Oh shit, oh my. Remember if we fucking gotta look me in my eye. Oh shit, oh my. Heard they set sail, but I'm already on a flight line. Oh shit, oh my. I don't wanna quit, Lord, give me a sign. Oh shit, oh my. I ain't giving up, but I'm running out of time, yeah. D-E-T-R-O, I'm it. If life gets dim, then you know I'm lit. I'm from the Motor City, where them hoes is pretty. If there ain't a body, then the road is empty. I ain't preaching, but I told her how to hold a penny. Find out if your brother's when you're sitting co-defending. Bilbo, Russell, there's some gold in the rings. I told her that I know a few things. Yeah, I was getting money at the boardwalk. Selling pussy D&D up on a doorknob. It's figure eight hoeing, that's a war call. The antelope fisherman with a sword drawn, yeah.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
All right, that was kind of running out of time. S&D Beats, am I saying that right?
Yep, sick and disgusting.
All right. That was a jam for sure.
Thank you.
Man, thanks for sending these for real. Is there anything before, we got about 20 minutes or so left. Is there anything we haven't brought up that you want to mention or talk about?
This year's the 10-year anniversary of The Antelope Fisherman. Uh-oh. So we're going to put out an album for sure. And yeah, we'll probably put out something real quick at the beginning of the year just to get something out, because our anniversary's in February, and then try and follow it up with something bigger at the end of the year. And then Noise from the Void. I try to alternate years. Last year was a solo, working on my solo music, and then this year it's the rock band and the big group itself. And yeah, we're doing a lot of film stuff. We're doing a lot of scripted stuff, and the feature film that's taking us quite a long time. We'd like to finish by the end of the summer this year, to get out hopefully by the end would be a hope, be a there great hope, hope and a prayer, whatever Bon Jovi said.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah, I'm living on it. Prayer.
Man, that's a lot of that going on these days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know if you guys know, there's been a vibe shift here.
Yeah, I concur.
A vibe shift with what? I don't know.
In the country as a whole.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant in the room. I'm like,
No.
I'm trying.
No, this is a beautiful vibe here.
Oh, okay. No, you're good, man.
I'm always so self-conscious. I'm like, I hope the guest is doing okay.
No, I'm very comfortable.
Okay.
It's even a beautiful temperature in here.
I gotta say, it's better than it's been lately, because we've had some guests in, and we have to, like, apologize for how muggy it is in here. So.
No, this is the room that describes room temperature. It's there this room.
It's very tepid. That's the right word. Jesus, what was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, the movie that you're talking about. I don't know if we've gone over this, but what is exactly the movie about?
Jimbo described it, funny enough, to bring him back up, as a movie about making a movie. Like, it's kind of had a few identities, but it essentially started as, like, I mean, not to downplay the efforts we put in, but as like a clone of Jackass. And then slowly you kind of learned that, like, the violence and that kind of stuff is just on TikTok now and YouTube nonstop. Like, if you want to see someone put a nail through their hand or jump through a glass wall and that kind of stuff, you can. Yeesh. And we're willing to do some pretty messed up stuff, but, like, I'm not running through a glass wall, and I don't have insurance to make the younger fish do that either. So at some point we kind of shifted to, like, we're doing intense stuff still, but it's more so about us being friends and making the movie. And, like, we're not rappers that sell fancy cars or chains or any of that. We like looking nice. We like hip hop stuff. But, mm-hmm. like, I think as our sales pitch, it's more so like, man, look at how many of them there are and how much they like each other still after 10 years.
No doubt.
You got to make sure you survive all that stuff.
Yeah, we have. We've done really good. I haven't sustained the worst of the injuries, for sure. But, you know, a lot of the fish have put their balls and face and bodies on the line for stupid idea. And we're doing some scripted stuff for it, too, to give people a break throughout it. But, I mean, we're shooting for a 90-minute, essentially, like, personality pitch.
Would you guys, like, reach out to the OGs to see if they would be...
You know, some of them are from here. So some of them are from Portland.
Oh, yeah, there is at least.
There's two. Yeah. I sat behind Danger Aaron at a Blazers game.
He lived up to the name.
Yeah, he did. We'd love to reach out to them. I'm sure that at some point somebody administratively either will or has sent at least an inquiry email. I wouldn't expect anybody to do anything for free, but we have a few things that we've tried to do to homage them and let it be known that we're not just doing this and pretending that that didn't exist before us. I mean, I think we try to treat hip-hop the same way. We like to do what we like to do in it while also acknowledging the history there. And, it's been a lot of fun, man. It's been scary, and we for sure fought, and there's for sure been injuries. Not me. I've been good.
Have they made you face your fears in it or something like that?
Yeah, there was a scorpion day that nobody else.
This is what you wanted to do.
Yeah. Nobody else wanted to do, and then we were all blindfolded for it. And without giving too much away, I didn't realize that I was the only one participating due to the blindfold. So there was some scorpion stuff I wasn't super thrilled about, and then there was some pepper spray stuff I wasn't super thrilled about. But I'll take getting knocked down or eating something gross, or, you know, I'm a white kid from the Midwest. I'll eat some gross garbage or whatever. I'll jump out of a tree. But yeah, the bugs and the my eyes. I got weak eyes, man. I can't open them underwater. So you put pepper spray on. Yeah, I will say this: it's a lot of us have had to leave our egos at the door. A lot of us are rappers, so we're used to being cool. I know that, like, I'm more comical than some of the other guys in the group for sure, but, you know, it's out of everybody's comfort zones purposely. I'm proud of Dub. I'm proud of Spades. I'm proud of Tag. I'm proud of Elliot. Like, a lot of the guys who I wouldn't have expected to go so deep certainly have. Seeing Dub Dynamite smash someone's hand into cactus is for sure a highlight for me. That was great.
Woo! I gotta see that.
yeah, we'd like to finish this year. We'd like to. I know I say stuff like that quite a bit, but we'd like to finish this year for sure.
I want to know how you even do that.
Nah, I don't. Oh, the pain.
Yeah, we don't have insurance for sure.
No.
So
like you could transition that like.
Shido, can I smash your hand on a cactus?
No.
Yo, shout out to Coda, man. He's the youngest fish, so pretty much every time we have an idea and nobody volunteers, we look over at him, and he's just like gives us a number of beers he needs before he's willing to do that for us. But
I love that.
And again, like we're taking the cameras to the studio and to certain shows and documenting stuff. It really is at its core about us, and like you're seeing us problem solve through stupidity. And when Conan O'Brien ended his show, do you remember that? Like, it's got to be 10 years ago. I was in high school, I feel like.
I thought before he was still on the air.
He's got podcasts now, like everybody else.
Oh, so he's not with TNT.
He moved over to cable for a while.
Oh, man, that shows you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But when he dipped, he was, like, telling everybody thank you, and he just said that, like, if you have a chance to do something that's stupid and has some whimsy with your friends and somehow can make a living of it, that's the closest you'll get to heaven while you're here on Earth. And, like, I've made that a priority for me. Of, like, no matter how stupid the thing is that we're doing, I think seeing us take it so seriously is a part of what makes it beautiful, you know? Like, we're taking naked skydiving seriously. We're taking punching each other with tasers very seriously. And it's funny when it's happening, but the behind-the-scenes stuff, I think, is almost more important because you get to see us, like, actually being human beings that have to do this insane stuff with ourselves.
You guys doing the skydiving thing?
We're not okay. Like, I don't know. are
you the instructor dude or whatever? Have you did enough jumps that you could do it solo?
I'm not doing none of that. I'm not doing none
okay.
of that.
I'm not doing it. Count me out.
I'm a ballsy guy, I'll say that. I've taken a lot of nut shots during this production, but that's about as far as my bravery will go. Because I'm done having kids, so I'm not really worried about it. I'd like to keep my legs, though. So, like, skydiving's not on my list of... Yeah, especially naked? Nah.
Whoa. Because you don't know what you're going to land on.
No, right?
Y'all should just do an episode where you just go to Australia and just try to survive that.
No.
He said no.
I like animals, bro. I know too much about Australia. I got
walk up and
stuff at
deck
home,
that kangaroo.
That kangaroo will go square up on you for real.
See, again, once again, we'd all look at Coda, give him a couple beers, tell him the kangaroo said something about his mom,
and he'd
get it done. Nah, but yeah, like it's so stupid. It's like as over the top as it can be. But if we can make somebody feel something from that, I think we accomplish something. If in between all the things that are shocking, you walk away being like, man, that group of kids, they love each other. Like, I think that's what's appealing about Jackass at the end of the day. We wouldn't care if it was, like, America's Funniest Home Videos. We care because those guys cared.
That's fair to say.
That's what we're going for. With music. It's almost a musical as well. We're making a lot of music for it.
Nice.
We refuse to leave behind the thing we care about most.
Right.
We're just diverting to trying other stuff, man. We're creative. We like writing. We like filming. So we're feeling it out.
I dig that.
As you should.
Never stop creating. I love that.
And do we have another song we're playing for?
We do, right?
Yeah, I have. I sent one more. Sup With You.
Yes.
Again, produced by S&D. There's some background vocals on here from Two of the Fish, Angel, and Jan Slam. Were kind enough to come in and do
Here's
that
something
for me.
Playing.
No, you're good. Yeah, and this was also, all three of these were from my newest album, Michigan Michael and the Ship of Fixias. Yeah.
All right, let's get into that.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. I think it's sick and disgusting.
This one here's for all the fellas, not trying to do what them ladies tell us. Girls at home and she over jealous. To hell with it, I'm way too fucking petty and selfish. Okay, smarty, go to the party. Gang popped out with Bacardi and Bob Marley. Hey, little mama, yo, what's up with you? If you want it, then you got it, so just bust a move. Just a young MC with a gun in my hand. Bet your baby mama wanna put a tongue in my pants. She introduced me to her mom, said I'm a wonderful man.
Hello,
even though I put that dent up on the front of a van. Going at it in the bathroom on a sink or a tub. Remember 10 minutes ago when we was drinking the bub? Hope you didn't hear me say that I think I'm in love. Can you believe you're riding cowgirl at the Pink Pony Club? I'm fucking a lonely daughter, it's over before we started. My vernacular spectacular, I feel like Fody water. I'm golden hearted, so regarded. I know growth is hard and I'm
I'm still trying to get used to never calling hoes with the eye.
Stupid. This one here's for all the fellas, not trying to do what them ladies tell us. Girls at home and she over jealous. To hell with it, I'm way too fucking petty and selfish. Okay, smarty, go to the party. Gang popped out with Bacardi and Bob Marley. Hey, little mama, yo, what's up with you? If you want it, then you got it, so just bust the move. I just roll one in Tacoma on my way to Seattle. I was doing fucking donuts till I'm breaking the axle. Pistols fucking loaded, I'm defending my capital. I bet you heard all of them stories, so you know I'm an asshole. Lately, I've been thinking about ways I could do better. Leave my wife and kids and turn back into Hugh Hefner. Oh, no, baby, they be know that I'm kidding. There's some fishes in the ocean, but you know I ain't swimming. Blah, blah, clever barber getting blown by women. I might talk about the same shit, but they know I'm different. Because this one here's for all the fellas, not trying to do what them ladies tell us. Girls at home and she over jealous. To hell with it, I'm way too fucking petty and selfish. Okay, smarty, go to the party. Gang popped up with Bacardi and Bob Marley. Hey, little mama, yo, what's up with you? If you want it, then you got it, so just bust the move.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
That one's called Suck at You. Same producer, SND Beats?
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's my guy. We're working on an album right now, too.
That beat and the little the Young MC references and all that, I dig that.
Thank you, man. I love paying my homage as often as I can.
That'd be a guy to meet, man.
Young MC.
That dude is really rode the wave of that one hit.
Heck yeah, he did.
He had two hits.
What was the other one?
I think the principal's office charted too. You gotta count.
Okay.
That. He was a 1.5 hit wonder.
Man, I dream to be a 1.5 hit wonder one day. Yeah.
Seriously.
I'd be proud too. You could put that on my headstone. He made 1.5 hits. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, you did it. You did it.
Yeah, if that you could song afford it, that said that, I did it, you know?
I would ride that. I would take that song to the Comic-Con everywhere. Anybody that appreciates it.
Oh, yeah, I'm
it.
Signing like on the side of the sidewalk. I'm sitting there with, like, have you seen my Billboard song?
I'll no si- doubt.
I'll pull up.
My autograph would be worthless.
I'm the Bust a Move guy.
I've signed so many autographs.
I'm the guy that remixed the Bust a Move guy and listened to a Will Smith CD.
Oh God! Yeah, I approve.
I love we got it. About 6 minutes left. If everyone's been enjoying this episode, you can listen, or you want to tell anyone who didn't get a chance to listen, you can catch this one tomorrow morning on demand. Xray.fm, the Xray app, or the link in our bio.
Go check it out.
Here no excuses.
No excuses.
You can listen to it while you're jogging. Download it. Do whatever.
Yeah. Are you cooking? It don't matter.
Yeah. Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. Those are the only activities.
Yeah, no, nothing else. The only
second
activity.
You head in that bedroom or that bathroom.
You keep me out of there.
You know. Keep me out. Yeah, don't take me in that room. Don't take me. No, no.
This isn't a lovemaking show. This, this isn't what you put on to set the moon.
No, it could be. Wait a minute now. Let's talk deep and low.
Turn it into an ASMR. Man, I've done a couple podcasts recently where somehow it turned into an ASMR.
Oh.
One way or another.
Okay.
And here we are once again.
It all comes
full circle, man.
Full circle.
2026.
Woohoo!
We're here. Thank you,
yikes,
guys.
Yikes, this year is wild. Thank you for coming on for real, for making
three
time.
Days, man.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Welcome back for sure. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Whether this is your first time or you are always tuning in, we appreciate you for real.
Yeah, give yourself a round of applause.
Anybody you want to shout out or mention or anything you want to mention before we wrap it up?
Shout out my kids, for sure. My wife, Janessa, and The Fish, man. Largest rap group in the world. Go subscribe to our YouTube. We just hit 15 million views on our YouTube channel itself. Subscribe. It is the main. Every Wednesday we drop a new music piece of content, whether it's a music video, a lyric video, a visualizer, and then we have a lot of our video game shows and subscripted stuff and all the extra stuff on there. So go check out our YouTube if you don't pay for some sort of premium service. There's always YouTube. It's free. And there we have 1,000 hours of content on there conservatively.
Yes, there you go. Check it out. I'm going to go check it out.
Thanks.
Yes, for sure. I need new stuff to watch. Anybody you want to shout out, Shado?
Man, shout out to, you know, Danny Ocean, of course, man. Our guest here, Figure Eight, showing up.
Thank you.
Telling you. Because we know our show is late, so we always appreciate people showing up late. On a Friday night, too.
I prefer late. This is when I'm at my most Figure Eight. So,
oh, okay. Fair. I'm at my most Danny Ocean from about this point till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but nothing good happens after like 2 a.m. So you guys got me at like a perfect, you know, you get on demon time once that 2
demon time, jeez.
Super gremlin.
So yeah. I wanted to, real quick, before the interview ends, I wanted to take time to mention recently one of our previous and was supposed to be return guests unfortunately passed away last weekend. So I wanted to say a quick rest in peace for Jay Mula. Unfortunately, a tragic incident happened last weekend. He's no longer with us. So rest in power to him. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Too young. Too young is all I can say.
Yeah, love to his family and the Black Pioneers, man. Everybody in his camp. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
I hate to hear that kind of stuff. I'm tired of hearing that kind of stuff, but.
Yeah, man, I don't know why I thought we were past this kind of stuff, but
yep.
Here we are.
So anyway, you can check out his stuff if you don't know who we're talking about, and at least see what kind of stuff he was making. All platforms, his Instagram is still up there. Pay respect to that man. Thank you for coming on, for real. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much for having me. Shout out to you guys for not just having me, but what you guys do for the city and the hip-hop scene here.
Man, appreciate it. Seriously.
We're trying.
Here's some flowers. Smell them. You guys are alive. Smell your flowers. See? It's nice.
Makes me think of that that gif with the rock. He's like.
Instead of what the rock is cooking, that's your flowers.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was jealous I could never do the eyebrow like him.
Oh, no, yeah, that eyebrow game is crazy work.
Do you know how much that eyebrow probably got him laid? Like, that eyebrow probably got him more laid than the muscles.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that might be right.
It's the face muscles.
Is that the most famous eyebrow on the planet?
It's got to be.
No, him and Jim Carrey.
Wow, he had a follow-up for most famous eyebrow that I could not dispute. That is crazy. Yeah, that was an excellent. Seriously. Yeah.
His facial game is bananas, bro.
Yeah.
Bananas.
That's fair to say.
When he was the, what was it, in Ace Ventura when he was doing, remember he was just, how he did each individual? I was like, dude, how you doing that? That's amazing.
So remember Fire Marshal Bill skits?
Oh my God, yes.
What part
legendary
of evolution led to that kind of ability?
No doubt. Let me tell you something.
Yo, shout out Jim Carrey real quick. Tap in, bro.
Seriously.
And nobody celebrated going into a new year like he